One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core.
It surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.
You're attractive, and welcome to today's Daily Unfancy. I hope you're doing well. It's been a few days since I recorded one because I had my parents visiting here in Puerto Rico the last 5 days, and so I was pretty busy trying to work the first half of the day and then spending the second half of the day with them. And in fact, I had a conversation with my dad I want to share with you here that I think may be useful for you. And so when I was 20 years old, that's when I first started making money online. I was at Michigan State University. I was making money for my dorm room. And as the money started legitimately coming in, I was making, you know, almost $20,000 a month the very first month when I started. In fact, the first month was more than 20 grand. After about 8 or 9 months of that, I was like, I'm not going to school anymore. Like, I'm good. I'm going to build this. I'm going to grow something here. I'm committed to this. I'm going to drop out. Now, I didn't have to get my dad's permission to drop out, but I respected him. I love him. And he'd always wanted me to be a college graduate his whole life. And so I was like, but I want his blessing. And so I tell him to drop out, and what do you think his reaction is? No way, you're not doing that. You've already gone, you know, I was 12 credit shy graduating. So, you know, just finish, like, you came this far, just finish, sunk cost, whatever. And so I worked at it and I worked at it. Like, we had a lot of conversations about this, and I'll never forget the final conversation we had about it was like a 3-hour extravaganza of me going back and forth and with him about dropping out. Now you have to understand, my dad is an attorney, okay? He is paid to argue effectively in life. And so maybe that's where I get some of my persuasiveness rhetoric skills from. But it's like a 3-hour thing, back and forth, back and forth. And eventually it was decided I was gonna drop out, and I did, and things worked out, right? And I saw him here this weekend in Puerto Rico, right? And we're talking about that conversation back then. And he said, you know what you said to me when we had that call that finally convinced me that I was gonna give you my blessing, like it's okay to drop out, etc. And I could tell for him it was like something really, really important. Unfortunately, I didn't remember what it was at all. And I told him, I was like, I don't remember what that is at all in general. And he laughed and he said, well, you told me no matter what happens, I'll adapt. Because I told you my biggest concern was that this is a fad. You'll make some money online for a few months like you are now, but it'll disappear as fast as it came and you'll be left with nothing and you'll, you know, et cetera. And you told me no matter what happens, Dad, I'll adapt and I'll be fine. And the way you said it and how you said it and the fact that you said it was like, okay, then I'll support this. And he said, and you've adapted many, many times since then. And it is true, I have adapted a lot. There's been times where I haven't adapted fast enough for certain, but I think I've done a pretty good job of adapting. And so the lesson here for all of us, it's a good reminder for me too, is markets change. Trends change, fads change. Email marketing was the king 10 years ago. It's like dying right now. Social media didn't exist then, now it's everywhere. 6 months ago, when people started talking about TikTok, everyone who was cool with Facebook and Instagram and YouTube was like, fuck TikTok, I don't wanna do TikTok, it's not cool, no one's gonna like it. And now, well, it looks like it's here to stay, and a lot of people are now starting to build on TikTok, right? And like, good entrepreneurs, they adapt very, very quickly. Meaning, like, I was doing this one thing consistently every day for a long, long time, and now everything's changing. Fuck, I have to start over. I have to change everything. I don't want to have to do all that. That's what the average person says. And the successful entrepreneur, if it makes sense to try this new thing, will be like, yes, I did build this thing for 5 years. Yes, I do have to start over this other one, but what's my choice? Because if I don't do this, then I will be a late adopter. I will be at the back of the pack instead of at the front of the pack. And most of the returns go to the people who go first, not the people who go last. We all know this. We've seen this many times in our life. And so we have to adapt. That's it. Right. And so my little question for you then, I guess, today is, where are you not adapting in your business or in your life? Where do you know that you need to change something? You need to go into a new territory, acquire a new skill, connect with someone new, go into a new phase, launch something new, launch something different, try something different. What is that thing you've been avoiding because it's different, because it's scary, because it's unknown? Where are you not adapting? And where do you know that if you did adapt, And you did see it through because you are fucking capable and you can figure it out. And if you do go into this new thing and it is hard and you do feel awkward or inadequate at the beginning, that's okay. It's supposed to feel that way at the beginning. But if you push through it, and you know you will because that's what you fucking do, and there'll be a lot of return for you, a lot of gains, a lot of results when you do make that shift. Like, where is that thing? What is that thing? Where do you need to adapt right now? Whatever that is, fucking adapt, right? If I had not adapted, all of like if I just go back over my timeline, right? Like, I started with the basketball thing, and that slowly started to not work because I stopped being as passionate about it as I was, and I had to adapt, and I shifted into relationship coaching and dating coaching, right? And then I lost the passion there. And then I had to adapt again, right, into personal development and becoming an author. And then I had to adapt again into teaching copywriting. And then I had to adapt again into teaching high income skills and social media and business opportunity. And then I had to adapt again in starting my own agency and doing work for clients, like done for you type stuff, and scaling that up and all of the things that go with being more of a founder and CEO than a marketer, than a doer, than a, you know, a copywriter, than a speaker, than a video person, all like. It's just fucking adapt. Like, all we build something in my company and it works for 3 weeks, but we're adapting and changing so fucking fast and growing so fast right now that we have to break the thing we built 3 weeks ago to build something new that we'll probably have to break again in 3 weeks. And we just keep adapting and adapting and adapting. If any of these points we did not adapt, we would start to, our growth, which looks like a hockey stick right now, would start to slow down and look bad, right? And I don't want to look bad, right? I want to look good. Not necessarily for anyone else, but of course, for myself. So hopefully this gives you some value today. Hopefully that helped you a little bit. I love you. You're good looking. There's a link in the description. It's just for you. If you have a job and you don't want that job, it's my new book. It's called Screw Jobs. I think it's going to help you with that. It's free. You'll be reading it in 10 seconds. So you hit that link. If you're listening to this on a podcast, the URL is fkjobs.com. But otherwise, God bless. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.